こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、浮気相手を見つける出会い系サイト、ヴィクトリア・ミランの女性ユーザー5658人を対象に、現在または過去の浮気経験について質問した調査結果が発表されました。65% の女性が仕事で出会った相手と浮気していると答えた一方で、85% が同僚と関係を持つのはおすすめしないと答えました。21% の女性が職場で噂になってしまうと自分の彼氏や夫にバレる確率が高くなると回答しました。女性の職業別で分析すると、多かった職業1位は投資銀行家やアナリストなどの金融系、2位パイロットやフライトアテンダントなど航空業、3位医者や看護師など医療系、4位一般企業の管理職や秘書、5位スポーツ選手やインストラクター、6位歌手やモデル、女優、写真家などアーティスト業、7位 DJ やダンサーなどナイトライフ系、8位記者や PR などコミュニケーション業、9位弁護士や検察など法律業でした。
Adultery dating website Victoria Milan conducted a survey of 5,658 female users asking them about current and former employment. 65% of users responded that they have cheated with people at work. However, 85% of them would not recommend doing so. 21% of the women think that if rumors break out at work, then it is likely to reach your boyfriend or husband. Among the respondents, the following occupations were the most common. First, banking and finance. Second, pilots and flight attendants. Third, doctors and nurses. Fourth, business management and secretaries. Fifth, sports athletes and instructors. Sixth, artists and models. Seventh, DJs, dancers and nightlife. Eighth, reporters, PR and communications. And ninth, lawyers, prosecutors and legal.
So, 浮気相手を見つける出会い系サイト使ってる人結構いるんだね。そもそも、
yeah.
85% が同僚と関係を持つのはおすすめしない。
Are they that common here?
私、
I mean, I think they're probably becoming more common, but
まあ女性も増えてるしね、働くところに、まあ私が前いた業界8位に入っちゃってるけど、まあその社内婚してる人もいたし、普通にちゃんと、あとはまあ不倫みたいな、ちょっとこっそりみたいなのもいたね。やっぱり、まあその家忙しいと家と会社の往復だからさ、その仕事場で過ごす時間がすごく長いじゃん。下手すると家にいるより時間が長かったりして、だからそこで、でしかもさ、仕事ですごい疲れてる時にこうすごい仕事できる人とか、自分の功績を偉い人 CC してわざわざ褒めてくれる人とかいるわけよ、ちょっと偉い人とか、そうするとなんかキャッって思うよねやっぱ。
Yeah, I haven't really felt like that in any of the work situations I've been in, at least not when I wasin a relationship.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean,
オフィスだとね、なんかこうオフィスが家みたいな感じでさ、毎日そこにいるからね。
It's not just professional, of course.
Yeah.
It's not just professional. And, you know, people like to look good at work. And,
yeah.
And there's a social dynamic there. I mean, people are motivated to work harder by, I mean, it's a stereotype, but they say in banking and in legal offices and so forth, they hire pretty girls, you know, to try to, it's a HR move to try to, you know, boost the,
そうだね。あの、あ、
you want,
あるよね。
You want to sell sex to the people that work for you to get them to work for it, you know?
Yeah.
And if you can put that in the office, in the form of coworkers and secretaries and so forth, and
あるよね。あの、私が就職してる時に、投資銀行で バックオフィスの総務とか、うん、女の子ばっかりなんだけど全員おっぱい大きいみたいな。
Yeah.
絶対おっぱいで揃えただろうこれみたいな。
Well, when I first did this internship at an investment bank, I remember, you know, it's all about class and you made it and we're baller、yeah. and there's pretty girls everywhere and everyone has really、immaculate business cards and、
yeah.
and all this. And I remember going up to all these floors and my ears pop and I get out of the elevator and I got to go talk to the receptionist.
Yeah.
And this girl is just gorgeous. I was already nervous before I saw this girl, you know, so.
Yeah.
But they engineer the atmosphere that they work in that way.
そうだね。まあ単純にね、ちょっとやる気出るっていうのもあるもんね。
Mm.
なんかイケメンがいたりするとさ、オフィスに。目が癒される的な。
Yeah, you think it works for, it definitely works for women as well.
Well, I can't really like represent women, but it was working for me at least. You know, it's more exciting to go into the office when there's like a hot guy, you know, coming to the office by bike or something. You know, and he's wearing bike shorts. This is all based on a true story.
Bike shorts.
Yeah, bike shorts. Like he'll change.
Like the spandex, like really tight ones.
Yeah.
Do they wear underwear under that or no? Probably not. They want the lycra like directly up on there.
嘘でしょ。だってそう、いや、履かないとだって出ちゃうよ。見えちゃうよ、形全部。超ぴったりしてるもん。
Yeah, well, isn't that what you, I thought that's what you were talking about. That wasn't the case.
I wasn't looking at his crotch.
Oh, so you don't know.
I don't know, but, そうなんか、あ、今日もマッチョだなみたいな。
Do you think that there's something deliberate about that? You think he wants to be that guy that shows up in the bike shorts?
違うの、違うの。彼は気づいてないの。自分の魅力に。
いや、気づいてないふり。
いや、絶対気づいてない。そういう人じゃない、well, ないのよ。Hmm. それが逆に女子の心をくすぐるみたいなことがあるじゃん。
Yeah, that's the,
うわ、素敵みたいなさ。
That's the spell.
あとあのよく多分オフィスあるあるはなんかこうイケメンとかイケメンじゃないとか1日目しか関係なくてそっからはもうどんなにイケメンだろうと仕事できない人はめちゃくちゃなんかいじられるみたいな、
うん、
でなんかその超仕事できなくていつも怒られてる人が結婚したりとかするとなんかこの人の奥さんはこの人が会社でこんなにいじられてること分かってるのかなとかちょっと疑問に思っちゃったりして、
yeah.
分かるなんかそのリスペクトの問題だよねあんまりこうなんかすごいなと思えないとかだとさ
Yeah, it reminds me of that show The Office, the new one.
New one? American one?
The American one.
I love that show.
I mean, there's, because it just
Wasn't his name Michael?
The boss guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Forgot his last name. But
yeah,
あれ超面白いよね。
But it's just, you know, there's an archetype for this thing. The workplace dynamic. It's completely different. It's not like at home. It's not like when you're with your friends. It's a completely different environment that people are in.
かなり特殊な会社だけどね、あれは。
Well, yeah, but it's a parody of the real thing.You know, people are sitting at these desks. They have to, you know, did you get the whatever report and send me this email and call so-and-so. You know, it's this, do you have my stapler?
Yeah.
Kind of level of interaction.
So long.
Ranging from that to, you know, the office romances and so on. And it's a weird part of our society.
そうだね。
Because it's the Twilight Zone.It's the Twilight Zone. Everyone has these things tied around their necks and the clothes don't make any sense and we're all uncomfortable.
で、そのオフィスロマンスに関しても人によってエクスペクテーションが違うじゃん。だから私みたいに絶対オフィスの人と何もしたくないっていう人もいれば全然ギラギラ探しに来てる人もいるし、なんかそれも普通ではあんまりない状況だよね。不思議だよね、だから。で、毎日会わなきゃいけないじゃん。好きだろうが嫌いだろうが。
Well, look at shows like what is it called? The CSI? Where it's like, okay, now you're these two beautiful people are like paired up to go investigate this thing, and we're like, you know, dusting things off together, and like, you know, like there's like these, all these fantasies that we have,
yeah,
about these relationships and weird work so environments weird. that we play out on television all the time. It's kind of
まあ同じチームとかだとね、過ごす時間もすごく長いし、ものすごい仲良くなるからね。別に個人的な話しなかったとしても一切あのなんかこうなんていうの、一体感っていうかさ、もう生まれて、それはいろんな人と感じたことあるけど。
Well, what a paradox it is that you're in this environment with all these people that have similar aspirations to you. You guys have educational backgrounds and similar things, right? Generally.
Yeah.
Right? And the paradox is that those relationships like never work out. It doesn't really work, right?
What do you mean? What kind of relationship?
Workplace, like, because...
Well, I don't know. Like, I've seen people like getting married.
Yeah.
You know, like I know some couples.
But a lot of the time, you know, if you mix work and you're...
Well, usually they're not on the same team.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's so not really going to work out. Or probably the company doesn't really want you to be on the same team. So they're just going to separate you. そうね。大体違う部署とか、まあ、違うチームとか、違う専門とかが多いよね。まあ、別れた時気まずいからね、同じチームだと。
Yeah.
とかなんか喧嘩してたりとかしてさ。
And it'll happen, right?
Yeah, if you're on the same
team. If you're
team,
upset
I
enough, you're not gonna, I mean, like, hold on, let's argue when we get home.
Yeah. You
know, like, right?
そうね。あとたまに、あの、夫婦とかでたまにあったのは、まあ、部署間の、部署超えた、ミーティングしてて夫婦が入ってて、そうするとこうみんなはさ遠回しにいろいろ言うじゃん、まあ、喧嘩になりたくないしとか、でも夫婦はそれがないから何でも言えちゃうみたいな、お互い、
yeah.
でヒートアップするみたいなでみんなちょっと置いてきぼりみたいな、
yeah.
とかはあるよね、確かにね、言い過ぎみたいなさ。次、スウェーデンが二酸化炭素排出量削減の対策の一環として物の修理代にかかる税金を引き下げることを政府予算案に盛り込んでいます。物が壊れた際修理するよりも新品を買った方が安くつくことが多い現状を変えるため、2017年より靴や衣類、革製品、自転車などの修理代にかかる付加価値税を 25% から 12% に引き下げ、修理して使うことを促します。また洗濯機や冷蔵庫など白物家電については最大で半分まで所得税から還付されます。手続きが複雑化しないよう修理代を払う時点ですでに適用されます。これにより税収は約87億円減る見通しです。金融消費者問題担当のボルンド大臣は、安いものを買って壊れたらすぐ捨てる風潮から良い品質のものを長く使い続ける社会を目指すべきと述べました。
Sweden, as part of their effort to minimize CO2 emissions, have included plans to lower the prices for repairs. Currently, it is often the case that buying new products is cheaper than having old ones fixed. In order to change this,The Swedish government will reduce value-added taxes on goods like shoes, clothes, leather goods, and bicycles from 25% to 12%. Furthermore, half the cost of washing machines, refrigerators, and house appliance repairs would be deducted from your income taxes. In order to keep the process simple, this will be done when you pay for the labor. This is expected to result in a tax revenue decrease of 8.7 billion yen.Finance and Consumption Minister Boland believes that the current society needs to change from one that buys cheap things and quickly replaces them to one that buys higher quality products and uses them for longer.
そう、さっきマイケルには言ったけど、ボルンド大臣にインタビューした NPR の記者が、あの、まあ、安いものを買って壊れたらすぐ捨てると言えば IKEA ですよねみたいな、IKEA ってスウェーデンですけどみたいな突っ込んでいて、で彼はまあ、それは本当にその通りで、スウェーデンもそういう風潮に加担してきてしまったから、それをやっぱり変えないといけない。 っていうふうに言ってたね。
So you agree with、Consumption Minister Boland?
Yeah. Yeah. I do. すごいこれはいいことだと思う。税収が減るけれども、その分国民の手元にお金も残るし、あの古いものが捨てられずにまた使えるようになるわけだから。
There can also be regulations、as far as designing products to be more easily recycled.、And I think a lot of products are using recyclable materials along with non-recyclable materials, and then the end result is the whole thing is not recycled.、I think there needs to be some coordination on that front too. I mean, corporations should be...responsible for the final stage in the product's life cycle.、You don't just sell it and now you know, you're scot-free. There should be considerations as for you know, the environmental impacts of the materials and、how we can recycle them, and there should be incentives for them to consider these things.、
そうね、そう。俺もさっきマイケルに言ってたけど、あのレトロっぽいものが流行ったりとか、こう古着とかがイケてるみたいな風潮も最近増えてきたけど、それはやっぱりいいことだよね。なんか革製品なんてだって別に古くなってもずっと使えるわけで、古いからって別に捨てる必要はなくて、じゃあ古着屋さんとかに売って誰かがねまた買ってくれるみたいなこうサイクルができると無駄が減っていく。
We just need to consider that there's you know there'sShifting fashion trends,、things go out of style quite quickly the way it is now.、so there needs to be a cultural change in society to more appreciate、clothing that, I mean, it basically should be in style、to do the right thing or do、to be more considerate for the environment, and also that.Using and wearing more clothing that has sentimental value to you yourself personally, rather than、jumping on board whatever the latest、trends are, right?
なんかそういう風潮はでも女性、少なくとも女性向けのメディア、海外のメディアではやっぱり増えてきてると思う。あのサステナブルかどうかとか、無駄が少ないかどうかとか。を気にするっていうことが最先端でイケてることっていう、だからこうファストファッションで安いのを買ってすぐ捨ててみたいなのが逆にダサいみたいな、まあ、だからお金が全然なくて安いところしか買えないのは別だけど、もちろんあのお金があるんであればそういうチョイスをあえてするっていう方が、
It's the ripped jeans. It's the ripped jeans. Because we have in our culturewe made it cool for you to wear old jeans, and then what did the fashion companies do is they make new jeans that look like old jeans、and it has completely defeated the purpose.
Yeah, そうだね。だからやっぱりこのボルンド大臣が言ってるみたいに、こうちょっと良いクオリティのものを買って長く、なるべく長く使う。
You know, people say that they used to make stuffto last、and I think that's true、like all the parts that I've bought for my car aren't new parts、because all the new parts they haven't really been tested by people、they're just made cheaply, they're not、made domestically、it's inferior components. So my car is just one example, but you go back to stuff that was made in the 90s in automotive, and the quality is higher.
Right.
You know, and it lasts longer. And there's a lot of areas where that's true. I think speakers,、speakers for just audio speakers. You can get amazing, amazing audio speakers. The best ones you can buy are used ones for a given amount of money. You know, you can't buy stuff that good for that's new、for the same amount of money at all.
そうね、なんかやっぱ私は女性はやっぱりこうなんかコスメとか服とかがやっぱり一番サイクルが早い と思うんだけど、うん、だからファストファッションに行かないって決めてからどれくらい経ったか分かんないけど全然生きれる意外と全然余裕だった、うん、だからいかにそんなにいらないものを安いからって買ってたかっていう、逆にだからお金を無駄に使ってるし、物も無駄にしてるなっていう。
If you just know in your own mind what you're doing, then that you should feel better about yourself. This should increase, you know, help your confidence in yourself as a person.
Yeah.
You're more valid in a way. You know, if you're more conscious about these things and you make more conscious decisions.Rather than making decisions based solely on what other people are going to think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you base it on what other people think, then it just comes down to what they know, which is just the aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know.
結局なんかボランティアとかもそうだもんね。そのボランティアで人助けとかって言っても、結局それって自分がやってよかったなって思うことがまた次のモチベーションになるわけで。なんか環境問題とかこうサステナビリティとかについても、あ、自分がちょっと貢献してる、
mm-hmm.
だからその結果が別に地球にすぐ見えなかったとしても、そのなんか、
yeah.
あ、いいことしてる自分みたいなだけでもモチベーションになる。
yeah. It's important for yourself. And people
そうそう
always get lost in this stuff. And then they realize they're not doing what they want to do. Because、
yeah.
they were doing what everyone else, what they thought everyone elsewould like them to do、
mm.
And that's not what you should do. And this is, I mean, you have to feel good about yourself、mm. on your deathbed、
yeah.
at the end of it. I mean, you're gonna die at some point and you don't want your final moments to be、
mm.
look at all these corners I managed to cut and screw over everyone that's left over. What kind of mental state is that to go out on?
私もファストファッションで買わないためにもうみんなに言うのだから、私はこうこうこういう理由でもうファストファッションは買わないことにするんだみたいな、でみんなに言っとくと本当に行けなくなるじゃん、あいつあんな言ってたのにザラ言ってるよみたいな、そうなっちゃうから、yeah. そういう予防線を自分でも張りで本当に行かないっていう、でそのうち行かないうちにもう行かなくても平気になるから、あのまあ、別に行きたくもなくなるんだけど、そうだからね、なかなか一人だと難しい場合はそうやって周りに行っちゃう、だから私は絶対ペットボトル買わないとか、うん、みんなに言ったら本当に買えないから買わないっていうなんかエクスキューズがなくなっちゃうから、
yeah.
っていうのをやってる人に言うっていうのはいいよね。
What if we all just had some sort ofdystopian uniforms going on where we all just、
What?
wore the same thing every day.
Yeah, like
you wake up and you got to put on your
robe,
living gown or whatever it is.
Yeah, だよ.
It would save a lot of headache.
I guess.
でもつまんない. At the price of, you know, human creativity, freedom.
最悪じゃん。最悪じゃん。
But I think, you know, individuals can make that, those sorts of choices. I have friends that literally only wear the Hanes 3-pack white plain t-shirt from Don Quixote, and that's the only shirt they wear.
Yeah.
You know, I have friends that live that way, and I think I'm kind of in between. I'm not thatminimalist with my clothing choices, but
yeah,
but you know, some people are going the complete opposite way where they have 30,000 pairs of shoes and their closet is, I mean, they've got closets on closets of just stacked so many clothes,
yeah,
that they don't even know what's in there. They don't know
what's... 倉庫借りてる人とかいるもんね。その夏は冬物をわざわざ倉庫に入れてとか、mm-hmm. で入れ替えないと家に入んないとか。
Yeah, it gets crazy. How many articles of clothing should you have or do you need or is a healthy amount to be putting on and taking off?
Yeah.
All the time.
だそんなにいらないんだよね、結局は。
I wear the same shoes.All the time.
Yeah.
The problem is that you go through them pretty quick. But
そっか。周りもそんな見てないしね、別にマイケルの靴とかさは同じの履いてるとか別に誰も思わないじゃん。
I think so. Sometimes I'm like, damn, I need some new shoes. These things are worn out.
次。今年1月からすでに有名人やフォロワー数の多い人がスポンサー料金をもらってインスタグラムにさりげなく広告を投稿した件数が20万件を超えています。こうした投稿はインスタグラムのみならず YouTube、Facebook、Snapchat、Vine、Twitter でも行われており、ブランドとインフルエンサーをつなぐプラットフォーム Captive8 によると300万から700万人のフォロワーがいる人は平均でYouTube への投稿は1回約1940万円、Facebook は1回約970万円、Instagram や Snapchat は1回770万円受け取っているとのことです。
Since January of this year, celebrities and people with a lot of followers have received sponsorship money for more than 200,000 Instagram ad posts. These kind of sponsored ads, sponsored posts are also on YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, Vine, and Twitter.And according to Captive 8, which is a platform that connects brands and influencers, for people between 3 and 7 million followers, they earn an average of 19.4 million yen per post on YouTube, 9.7 million yen per post on Facebook, and 7.7 million yen on Instagram and Snapchat.
そう、これで思い出すのはさ、Sugar Bear Hair っていう、すごいなんか、見た目はまずそうな水色のサプリメントのグミみたいなやつ知らない
?No idea. Sugar Bear Hair?
そう、なんか髪の毛にいいサプリみたいな。髪がツヤツヤになりますみたいなこと言ってて、多分今年の中盤ぐらいから結構話題になってたんだけど、なんでかっていうと、大量の女子がその、
大量。
そう、そのプロダクトを持って、インスタグラムに写真を投稿してるわけよ。まあ、有名な人から、まあ、そこそこ有名な有名っていうか、まあちょっとフォロワーが多いみたいな、美人の女子とかがみんな顔の横にこのシグベルを持って、なんかこれを食べて髪がサラサラみたいな、あの宣伝してるのね。であまりにもそれが多くなってきたから、あのメディアも注目し始めて、結局栄養士の人とかが、いや髪に必要なプロテインとか鉄分も入ってないし、あのこれが髪に効くとは正直思えないみたいなコメントを出したりとかもしてて、あのシグベアヘアで、あのシグベアヘアで、あのハッシュタグで検索するとすごいよ、何人の女子がこれ宣伝してる、てか何人の女子にこれ配ってんだろうっていう、でこれは本当に効果が出てんのかわかんないけど、まあ売れてんだろうね、それのおかげで。
I mean, you could sell anything this way.
そう。
At this point, I mean,
本当何でもみんな買っちゃう。
People buy the craziest stuff.
ね、いやまあそりゃさ、一回写真をポッとね投稿するだけで770万円もらえるんだったら何でも言うよねみんな。これで確かに髪がツヤツヤになりましたとかさ。
Yeah.
だって700万もらってんだもん褒めるに決まってる、なんか面白いよね、なんか不思議な状態だよね。
Yeah, it's gross, right? It's gross. I mean, this isn't these people don't feel that way. These people don't feel that way without the money. They wouldn't have posted it. They don't give a fuck about Sugar Bear Hair. They just got paid to pretend that this is the shit.
そうだから残念なのはさ、こういうのが横行しているおかげで本当にいいと思うものもあるはずじゃん、有名な人がね、本当にお金とかもらってんじゃなくて本当にこれは美味しいとか本当にこの商品はいいって思って投稿してるやつとそうじゃないので、ちょっともう分かんないよね、どこまでが本当なのか。まあ、こういう広告に関してはハッシュタグ add とかスポンサーってつけないといけないってことに一応はなってるんだけど、まあでも分かんないよね、どこまで信じていいのか。
Well, there's a lot of sneaky stuff going on too, but most of the people that are posting good products, are probably doing so without getting paid.
So.
You know? And so we really sort of make the market information murky with this.
Mm.
People, I mean, the intention of advertising is to improve the efficiency of market information, but that's not what's happening.
Mm.
It's clear that that's not what's happening. It's propaganda. It's disinformation.
まあ、だから前の会社で BTC やってた時も、例えばその自分たちが PR してる商品を誰か芸能人が何にも関係ないんだけど、まあ、褒めてくれてブログに書いたりとか、
mm-hmm.
でそうすると、まあ、あ書いてくれたって言って大量に商品を送るわけよその人に、mm-hmm. そうするとその人がわあなんかブログに書いたらこんな送ってくれましたありがとうみたいなまた書いてくれたりとかして、だからそれの方がまだちょっとさ本当に好きだからあの書いてるだけっていう、ただやっぱりこう人によってはすごい人気の人だとそのものを試してくださいで好きだったらブログに書いてねとか、その送るだけでお金払わなくちゃいけないとか、
うん、
まあそうじゃないと多分届きすぎちゃうんだろうねその人も大量にものが。
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be so nice if people were just honest and didn't take money to change how they express themselves? Because then we would know what the great products are. We would know what works and what doesn't work, right? Because people talk about stuff that people make. That's
そうだからいつも不思議なのはこうお金持ちでね有名人でお金持ちであればあるほど物がただでもらえるわけよ。なんかジムなりジムのメンバーシップなり、
mm-hmm.
まあサプリなり食べ物なりレストランに招待されるなり、
mm-hmm.
っていうこう金持ちであればあるほどただで物がもらえるっていう、
I mean,
謎の状態。
That's what they say. I wouldn't. I mean, we wouldn't really know.
でもこのさっきのシュグベアヘアみたいにあまりにもさこうただで配ってる。あとあのこの私ブランドわかんないけどこの時計もうなんかみんなしてる時計があって結構何年か前から、hmm. あのファッションブロガーとかこうなんか盤面がちょっと大きい丸いやつなんだけど、
もうみんな、that sounds like all watches.
No, it's like the specific one.
Yeah, okay.
みんな同じのしてんのね、hmm. とかってなるとさそれなんかもう作られた流行じゃん、まあ、明らかに。
Mm.
それはさすがに消費者の人も見て分かるようになってくると思うんだけどね。
It's almost like Bloods and Crips. You know, I got the red bandana on, you got the blue shoelaces, and we kind of have these brand loyalties. And、mm. There's a lot more weird companies popping up that are just a purely, they're purely like、cultural manipulators.、
Mm.
You know, I'm not sure what to call them. They call them, you know,We are in media, or we do marketing, or we work with startups, or whatever it is. These kinds of companies that are、yeah. just, they specialize in this new era of、cleverly buying off influencers and sneaking ads in here and there. And, you know, it's like a... Because people build defense mechanisms towards all this stuff.
Yeah.
All the ads and all the brand this, brand that. People naturally are kind of repulsed by this at some fundamental level, I think. And so they kind of start to go around it, right?、
Mm.
Pretty soon the sponsored Facebook ad thing is not going to be cool anymore. And then they're going to have to come, you know, because they came to the common person on Instagram to try to get the people's voice because people are so tired.Of the ads coming directly from these companies. It's、right. like, of course you're saying it's awesome. You made it.
Yeah.
Right?
そうね。でもやっぱりだから、でもそれはある程度 work してんだろうね。なんかこう、
yeah.
モデルの子がさ、ディオールさんからこれをもらいました、みたいな。
Mm.
使ってみたよ、とか言ったらみんながそれをさ、あ、じゃあ私もって買っちゃうみたいな。
there are new companies that have...stated that they have policies against、advertising, against paying people to, I mean, and they're Tesla has done this. Tesla doesn't spend any money、giving people cars.、it doesn't matter if you're Leonardo DiCaprio, you pay full price. There's、
yeah,
no...
あの 洋服のブランドでもなんだっけあれ、香港のかどっかでマーケティングに全然お金を使わないポリシーがあって、その分のお金を全部製品につぎ込んでいますって。だからあのすごいいいクオリティ、なんか丈夫ですごい長持ちするとか、特殊なこうマテリアルを使ってますとか。だからその代わりあのそう、だから広告費とかを消費者が肩代わりする必要がありませんっていうポリシーでやってるとこがあった
けど。 Yeah. Well, when people, if you have that policy and then people buy your products still, famous people, influential people are still attracted to those things even though they have to pay full price for it or whatever. That in itself helps your brand and helps you out. So,
そうなんかね、ちょっとあまりにも数字にこだわると変なことになるよね。なんか最近もメディアの人と話してて、あのツイッターのフォロワーを買ったっていう話をしてたのね。それすごい普通に言われて、あのいや買わないでよみたいな、yeah. それに何の意味がある、まあ、確かにパッと見すごい人気あるように見えるじゃん、数字見たらね、あこんなにフォロワーいるんだみたいな。ただそれは買ってるから、ほとんどボットとか、まあ本当の人間に見えるようにできてんだけどね、うまく、
yeah.
でも実は全然違うとか。
Yeah, the bot thing is crazy. There's been they've manipulated posts on different newsWhat do you call them? Amalgamating websites like Reddit or the, I don't know, these Mashable or whatever. These people, they've manipulated the rankings of articles because of corporate influence. Not them specifically, but there have been allegations of this sort of thing occurring where companies are able to manipulate their exposure on different platforms. It's sort of similar to how, you know, they were saying that Facebook had a bias towards liberal media, for example, and your feed. Hey, can I go to the toilet?
いいよ。